Okay, let's see. Yes, we are recording. We are alive and well. Yep. And I don't hear that reverb noise that we had last time.
Well, you definitely don't hear it when you upload it.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds good. You know, I don't know. There's a little bit. Things are a little bit loud for me. But let's see here. Turn this button down. What's this button do? Yeah, that's better. A little bit better. Turn it up a little bit here, maybe. Look just a hair more up. Yeah, there you go right there. That's a sweet spot.
All right, that's a sweet spot. We got that spot. But yeah, so we are coming to you with episode 85 of Kind of a Big Deal. And this will be the episode before we officially have Christine on after we lost her episode in a catastrophic hard drive, external hard drive erase.
If 85 and 58 were to come face to face, would they just think they were in a mirror?
I don't know. Probably. Why do you ask these questions?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it. You were talking about 85, so.
High questions with Doug.
Popped in my head.
So, without further ado, let's kick off episode 85 of Kind of a Big Deal.
Wait, not yet.
Why?
All right, now.
Hey, welcome to episode 85 of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I am your host, Clay Phoenix, and I am joined here with my co-host,
Doug Parks.
That guy right there. Did you see I changed the sign?
Yeah, I saw it.
I
was a minute ago. I was like, Douglas Parks is not as fancy as Clay Phoenix. Not fancy.
So we have a lot in store for you in the next year of Kind of a Big Deal, as we are in March, so we are trying to get everything getting and everything going, and we have so many cool ideas, so many projects we would like to get on, and one of those projects is actually a YouTube show.
Yes.
And that is Kind of a Big Meal.
Yeah, but I also want to do, Tea Time with Paul Douglas.
Well, yes. That's
Carpool Karaoke. We need to start doing this full time and quit our jobs.
Carpool Podcast.
Yeah. Let's quit our jobs tomorrow. We'll do this full time.
You could. I mean, I guess I could quit my job too. I just, being lucrative, I would like to, have my job going while we built it, and then once it kicked off or took off, then we could make it our full time. But so with us trying to get into the realm of video, we have a whole new setup that allows us to do that, thanks to that external hard drive erase and the crashing of the MacBook. We now have this beautiful rig that sits in front of me. And I think that we should name it.
Yeah.
I think it should have a name. And I think that our listeners should help us figure out the name.
All right. So let's get that going right now. Right now.
Are you going to post it on the Facebook?
Right now.
So.
But it only benefits those who follow us on Facebook. If you don't follow us on Facebook, it don't benefit you. Yeah.
That's all right. So if you would like to follow us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/KOABD pod. and you can follow us on there. And you can also give your feedback on what you think the name of the new rig should be. So with this, we can do video editing. We can do voice editing as we do on a regular basis. And we can bring you so many new projects and cool content. So hold on 1 second as I clean things up here, because Doug doesn't like it in his photo that he is taking. The last episode I thought sounded great. I'm very, very proud of how far we've come with sound. And it was really cool to have the Invisible Lady on. So
what is it? Have us name our rig or computer tower or what?
Rig. Have us help us name our new rig. That's what Cody calls it, is a rig. So, and actually, Cody had said that he was listening to the podcast.
Shit.
He had found out that it was on Spotify and started listening. So he will hear his shout out from the last episode. But yeah, so it was a very long day. We got some snow here in the Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh. I woke up this morning and I saw all that out there and I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to make it to work, because they hadn't even come up our road yet. So I get up out of bed and go up front and I see like a few cars here and there go by, but the roads are definitely trashed. So I'm just like, okay, whatever. So I just lay back down with a bed, you know, and then I woke up a couple times and I kept looking outside to see if, you know, it was clear enough to go to work, but it never was. Not till like freaking 11:30. I was like, I'm not going to work now.
Oh, girl, let me tell you about it. But I got up this morning. I had to be to work at 10 o'clock. I got up at 7:30-ish, and I came over here and started playing on my computer, and I was like, man, there is a lot of snow out there.
So we have our first vote. Your sister Leslie Van Hart said Phoebe is nice.
Phoebe.
What is that?
Let's see what it is.
I'm saying it wrong.
Phoebe.
Phoebe's nice.
I like Phoebe. And Phoebe kind of goes with our whole theme of the friends for the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of nice. I like it. Keep them coming.
I'm sure we'll get your mom and them should chime in soon.
Yeah. So
this time of night, she's chilling in her room.
Yeah, definitely. So we are going to also try to do some TikTok lives and some more TikTok content, a lot more stuff coming for the podcast. I'm very excited. So look out for that coming very soon. And so, the snow. We were talking about the snow because, you know, we're ADHD as fuck. So I left for work and I'm in the Focus, okay?
What time did you leave?
I left here at 8:45.
What was it like then?
Oh, girl.
I didn't start getting up till like 8:30. 8, like 9 o'clock is the first time I think.
I didn't think I was going to make it out of our drive into the road that we live off of, you know? And so to put this in perspective for the listeners, our driveway sits next to our house. And we have to pull in towards the house at an angle in order to get all four cars into the driveway. When you back out of the driveway, you're actually on a lane. And that lane takes you to the main road. And so I got out of the lane to the stop sign, pulled out. Had a little bit of trouble pulling out because, you know, the car doesn't like starting on snow. Once I started going, I stopped at Rutter's and made sure I was full just in case I ran off the road and had to sit in my car for a while. You know, getting that gas that's went down 3 cents and everybody's ranting and raving. So,
well, today I found an old Rutter's card and I'm like, I wonder if I have any points on that, right? I saved 27 cents in gas off that old card. It must have been a card that I lost, but I'd been using and I didn't use the points on it.
No.
So I got my gas for $4.15 today.
It's my card.
You sure? It was in my wallet.
It's my card.
Your points.
Because I pulled up there and I was like, I know I got points. I pulled up there and it was like 0 points. I was like, really?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I used your points today.
You're good. You're good.
I thought it was in this wallet.
Sharing the common of the wealth.
Well, here, you want one on back?
No.
Well, you need one for your gas points.
Well, no, because I have mine set up underneath. Well, I have mine.
Both of them.
I have mine set up underneath of.
Your phone?
Yeah, my phone number. I'm not sure which one's mine.
Do you have the app that shows your card?
I don't have the app because I couldn't find my card. And I'd given you my card at one point for something, and I don't remember what. Whoa. But here, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later when we're not on air.
I think I could tape it, take it in and swipe it, and they could tell me which one's hooked to my phone number. But anyhow, I'll ask Amanda. She's a gem.
Yeah.
We call her Cruella.
I like everybody up there. When I first moved here, there was this one older lady that was just kind of rude and didn't answer. But I've learned since then that she just couldn't hear me. there was a lot of other noise behind her, and I was in front of her with that plastic, and she just didn't hear me. I took it as her being just bitter or old or rude or whatever, or having a bad day. But anyway, yeah. I communicate with her differently now. You know.
You learn, people. So I leave the Rutter's after paying $50 for gas in my little tiny Focus. And
I got a receipt from the other day, $50.
So the thing is, people, I'm just going to put this out there. I have a vehicle that is dedicated to me driving during the snow. Because it does better in the snow. It's an SUV. However, that vehicle is not in my possession at the moment. So I risked my life driving my Ford Focus. Now, me being a manager, I always try to make it into work because just in case we close, then I could be there to count the drawer and then Ms. Siobhan or Mr. Tim don't have to try to get out and come in, or Brad don't have to try to get out and come in. You know, I try to work with them and try to be a part of the team. So, I'm driving down the road and I'm doing pretty fucking good. The Focus did decent on the roads this morning, and I was very shocked because it had rained before, and I was worried that there would be, you know, ice underneath the snow, but it did a decent job. I got to work, and I got out, and I had so much snow in the hole from hitting that fox that...
I saw it just now. That's pretty bad.
It is bad. It got worse because of the snow. Driving in the snow, I was dragging it all up inside that hole.
What are they going to fix it?
I have to take it up to Monday.
Get an estimate and all that?
Yeah, so that it can get estimated.
You have to pay another $500.
Yeah. I'm going to drop it off on Sunday evening, and then I'm going to ask Brenda to take me up to pick it up after so I can still drive it. And then they're going to schedule me to go in. And once they schedule me to go in, then I can get my rental car. So it's a lot worse than what it was.
Another rental car. Don't be dating nobody between now and then and after it's done, because you don't need another tire slashed.
Exactly.
Leave them men's alone for a while.
So, but... I don't think I had talked about the fox because we hadn't recorded.
Yeah, you haven't talked about that.
Another episode. So, Christine and I have been hitting the gym. We are doing really good. And I'm very proud of how long I've stuck it through. I'm doing very good on my eating habits, trying not to indulge in things I shouldn't indulge in. And I've been doing a decent job. And we were on our way back from the gym, and we're coming down Holtwood Road, a road here in Pennsylvania. And excuse me, this fox runs right out in front of me. And it was like, I was coming up the road and this fox just darted out in front of me. I had no time to stop, no time to swerve. And I just plowed into it.
Was he a good size one?
Yes. This looked like a medium sized dog. Like that's how big it was.
It might have been a coyote. You sure it wasn't a coyote?
No, it was a fox. And it blew apart the plastic parts of the front of my car.
Yeah, the front spoiler.
Yeah, there you go. It's like completely just, it's got a big hole in it. Took out my fog light. It doesn't work anymore. So I called the insurance and, you know, did a claim, and they're going to repair it. It was laughable.
That poor fox.
Because, you know, that's how I work on those situations, as I laugh about them. I try not to stress about them. Which I did. I also did pretty good when I hit the deer, though, too.
Yeah.
If you remember correctly, like I was laughing. I was in good spirits about it. When I started getting upset and stressed, that was when I had to return the rental car, and my car still wasn't fixed. It was still in the shop. And because I couldn't drive it then because of the hood not latching. So then I bought the Bougie Mobile. And as a backup, so if I would have had the Bougie Mobile, I really wouldn't have need the rental car this time. But I'm going to get the rental car and, you know, take the perks of my insurance. Yes.
But where are we going to park 5 cars?
The focus is going to be in the shop.
Garage. Yeah, that's right. It will be.
Yeah, so we'll still have 4. You made me think, though. I was like, oh, I'll just park it down there behind Brenda's house. But no. We're going to have 4 still. Anyhow, so did you catch up on Euphoria?
Yeah, but there's some new episodes that came out recently and I've been watching.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm not watching it anymore. I'm not.
It was pissing me off, so I just wanted to quit.
So I watched both seasons. I got to the end, the last season, the last episode of season 2. And I don't even think they need to bring out a 3rd season. Like, that's how shitty that season finale was. I was like, this is not a season finale.
No, it was getting lame and boring to me and tedious, and I'm just like,
there was no cliffhanger.
It was almost like Shameless there toward, like, round 6 or 7, Shameless started getting annoying and dumb. And then it picked back up when Fiona left. Because Fiona's just got my nerves.
Yeah.
I never mean, she's just...
Fiona at some point started getting on everybody's nerves.
Yeah, and I quit, lost interest. And I think the girl in Euphoria is getting on my nerves.
Zendaya. You know,
now she's got fucking $30,000 worth of drugs and crap in a suitcase. She's taking it to an AA with her. And then she opens it up at her house and just starts doing all these drugs. It's like, there's no way it can go anywhere but dumb, you know?
But no, it doesn't go dumb. Like, it's... As far as storytelling, it's not bad storytelling. My thing is if you want people to watch this 3rd season that comes out in 2024, so you got to wait a whole 2 fucking years for it, then you're going to want to get some meat and potatoes to entice them. They didn't give a shit to entice us. And I just, I washed my hands of it. I'm like, I'm good. Like, I don't even need a third season. I don't know what you can do to impress me. I felt like they wrapped everything up very nicely, in my opinion.
Is there supposed to be a third season?
Yeah. They already have plans to film it and everything. And I think that what's different about that show from other shows is there's one single writer. There isn't a writer's room. The guy who created the show is the writer. He is. Yeah. It's one single writer. He writes every episode. And I actually think he directs most of them too, if not all of them. So, like, I think two seasons was fine. Like, it wrapped up the story. And if you watch it from beginning to end, all of the seasons, if they meshed them all together, it would be like a really long movie.
Yeah.
So it was just a poor ending, in my opinion.
I watched Looking, all of the series, but I didn't watch the movie yet.
I haven't watched the movie yet either. Yeah. That was
I kind of lost interest in that too.
That was a really good show, though.
It was a good show. But toward the end, I'm just like...
You knew it was the end.
It was getting annoying again, because now he's with this boss, and he's starting to realize that that's nothing like he was led to believe it was going to be, which he should have known better, because the guy was cheating on him with his boyfriend and lying about it.
Yeah.
Why would you take somebody like that as a spouse and think that everything's going to be hunky-dory? You know, you guys didn't discuss anything like that. Then you got this other guy that cuts hair, and he's cool as shit. And he's like, I was just done. I was like, this is just like being on Grindr.
I actually like them together.
But it's just like being on Grindr.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this one. No, I'm not interested in that one, you know.
I mean,
I'll say this, but this is really what I want.
And they
be fucking honest.
They reference Grindr a lot in it. Grindr and Scruff. I mean, I just thought that as far as storytelling of gay life, I thought it was decent.
Yeah.
And it was relatable.
Yeah.
Towards the end, it was like, I felt like the last episode of that even was like, really? Like, what are we doing here?
That's what I'm talking about. That last episode was so off, I don't care about the movie.
Yeah. And then... So the premise of the movie is he goes back and tries to make things right with the bridges that he burned. So that's really just the premise of the movie.
And him and that guy stay together?
The boss? I don't think they stay together. I actually think that he goes back for Rick. But I'm not sure. I haven't watched it. But when I watch it, I'll let you know. Is that the cat or is that the wind?
Your wind is open.
Oh, yeah. So it'll
pouring air.
Yeah, it'll rattle.
That's why I had it cracked open. But
it'll slam the door.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you to close it. But, yeah, so.
Remember when the smoke alarm went off on the last one?
Yeah.
I was listening to it today. And... I had stopped at M&T Bank so that Brenda's son can put his paycheck in there. So we're sitting there, and he's signing his check in my car, and we get to that spot where the alarms go off, and both of us are looking at the ATM like, what the fuck's going on with that? It sounded like the ATM siren was going off or something. And we didn't even realize it was that loud. I didn't think it would be that loud in the podcast, but it was.
Yeah.
It sounded for real like it was coming from the ATM, and I'm like... Oh, shit, because you know me and banks. I'm a little sketchy anyway. Too many temptations there.
Just because of your past.
Yeah, so I was ready to run, and I realized it was that going off, and I was, like, laughing. It was funny.
Yeah, that was episode 84 that he is referring to, when we had a little alarm issue.
Yeah.
I actually think we've had that a few times. So, we are kind of just shooting this shit on this episode.
Well, how was it on the way home for you? What road did you take? Line Road?
So
I avoided that because it was kind of messy earlier, so I went down to Delta and came up.
I did take Line Road. And it's a decision that I often make when it snows. Now, granted, the last few times that it has snowed, I had the Bougie Mobile. So I should not have taken it in the Focus. I did okay. But that road had like 8 inches of snow on it.
Bryansville was, so when I texted you and said, just letting you know these roads are dangerous, Bryansville is a long stretch of it. It was completely covered in snow. There was snow clouds going, you couldn't see in front of you or behind you. You couldn't see the road. Yeah. It was that bad. And I texted you right away and I'm like, this is dangerous. Like, this is too dangerous. And there was a long stretch where I was going 20 miles an hour because it was all ice underneath all that snow. You know? And it was scary, especially at one point a car was coming toward me and all I saw was bright white lights, but I didn't know where they were or where they were coming from. And luckily I was in the path I needed to be in, but it was scary. But, and I'm not one to bitch and complain like that shut down the whole facility, because this is, you know, if it's bad, I'm going to say it's bad.
So, you know, bringing up some entertainment news, did you hear about Jussie Smollett's arraignment?
I don't know who that is.
So Jussie Smollett was a... I'm going to burp again. Excuse me.
That was weak.
It was weak, but it's still a burp. So Jussie Smollett is a actor. He was on Empire. And... He did something. What, I can't think of the words. Like, my head's lost here. He like created a ruse that he was involved in a hate crime. Well, it came out that it was fake, and he went to jail for it, or he got arrested for it. And then he had his arraignment, and he got 5 months in prison, and I think it was 6 months probation. But when he left the courtroom, he's like having this whole rant that he's screaming and yelling and everything else that a lot of people are talking about these days.
With a class 4 felony. Okay, I didn't know about all that. And they found out he was lying.
Yeah, they found out that he was, he had lied about the whole entire thing. But yeah. And the judge had a few words to say to him about being a disgrace to his community when there's people with real issues that are fighting for justice. And
he probably doesn't feel bad. It's free publicity, you know?
And that's the thing, like, why would you, if you're trying to do it for your career, why would you pick the one thing that's going to destroy your career?
And, like, something like that, like, there was a lot, that was in 2019. And back then, we had a lot of stuff going on with everything, you know? And then you had, during the pandemic, you had, and during the presidential election, you had a lot of this stuff going on, you know? And, like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, like. You're adding fuel to a fire. Like, what is your purpose? Are you trying to get something to kick off? Like, you know, it's just weird.
Yeah, it really is.
Maybe he took his character seriously.
So, Dolly Parton actually released this new song with, I'm going to see if I can find it on my cellular device to play for you. It's actually a really cute song. So this guy did a a tribute to an artist, and he has Dolly Parton in it with him. And I love Dolly Parton. Oh, Dolly Parton has a new song called Big Dreams and Faded Jeans. Never mind, I'm going to play that one instead.
Put on my jeans, my favorite shirt. Pull up my boots and hit the dirt.
Oh, I love it.
Finally doing something I've dreamed of for years. Don't know quite what to expect.
That's a bop.
I'm scared, but what the heck? My desire is always greater than my fear. Big dreams and faded jeans fit together like a team. Always busting at the seams. Big dreams and faded jeans. Just my own guitar and me. How to find my destiny.
I like that.
Her voice. Her voice as she matures is still beautiful, but you can hear the difference, you know? Just because our voice changes as age, we
yeah.
age, but like, it's still, her voice is just awesome.
Yeah, it
Nobody
is.
Nobody could
is.
Ever sound like her.
No.
You know, you can never do it. Like, there's a few people that's come out and sound like Whitney Houston and different people, but you can't, like, mimic her.
Oh, hell no. And she has, like, that unique twang to her voice, and it's just, oh, it's amazing. Let's.
You all right?
Yeah.
Nemo's curled up in my lap, and he's like asleep. So I took a picture and sent it to you.
So this is the what he was ranting at the his arraignment. Jesse Smollett. To put in the perspective here.
No, I would just like to say to Your Honor that I am not suicidal. That's what I would like to say.
Okay.
I am not suicidal.
Okay.
I am not suicidal. I am innocent, and I am not suicidal. If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of Black Americans in this country for over 400 years and the fears of the LGBTQ community. Your Honor, I respect you and I respect the jury, but I did not do this. And I am not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that. I respect you, Your Honor. I respect your decision. Jail time. I am not suicidal.
Okay.
What was that about?
So that was his reply to the judge's arraignment. I really don't.
Why? Nobody
know where.
Said he was suicidal. He just out with it.
It was. I'm not sure like what happened before that. If you know the context of the rant, but that was the rant that everybody's talking about. And people are thinking it's going to become a TikTok trend. I am not suicidal.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah. So, that's where we're at. In the entertainment news. I mean, at least we had a really cute song from Dolly.
Yes, definitely.
That was awesome.
How'd you get on Dolly, though, with playing his thing? Was there another song about Dolly you were talking about?
There was, but I'm going to need you to use that beautiful brain of yours to talk while I look it up.
Okay.
So
I'll talk about my day. I woke up this morning, saw it was snowing, and went back to bed. Woke up a little while later.
Okay, I think we covered that. just to, you know, be aware of that.
No, but I had a good day. Like, it was a good, relaxing, chill day. I got to hang out with my kitty pussies and love on them and play with them, get mad and throw them out of my room, let them back in, then shut my window and go to work. I think Bentley wanted me to leave the window open, but I couldn't do that. I was afraid it would get a bunch of snow in there. I also found this new TV show. It was pretty funny. It was about three brothers that are in the military together. It's like a comedy show. It's pretty funny.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was only on for a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I could also understand why, because it was kind of, I don't know, boring comedy. Got old quick. But I don't know.
Do you think it got old quick?
I did. I'm into episode 3 and I'm already ready to stop watching it.
Yeah, I don't even think I finished the first season, to be honest.
Yeah.
So it's actually a Gershwin Justice in tribute song. So she did In the Gershwin Country tribute song, she sang in it with a gentleman that was doing, so I'm looking up the, tribute song. So let's see if we can find it here, right here. So this is what I was talking about. When I was talking about she was in a new song. It's probably going to have an ad. Because that's how YouTube works.
YouTube.
Comprehend the world and all its capers and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I'm meaning the way we care. It's very clear, our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day.
So that's the song that I was talking about. It's a tribute song, and it's
It reminds me of the Mamas and the Papas. Something about it.
The Mamas and the Papas?
Yeah. They were a good band back in the day.
And, So it's a tribute to Gershwin, and it's by Michael Feinstein, and he asked her to be a part of it. And it says, Dolly Parton loves the challenge. Yes, queen. She sure does. I love Dolly. She's just a gem.
Yeah, that wind's picking up.
She's the country gemstone. But anywho, do you have anything else you would like to discuss on this episode?
Can't think of nothing.
Can't think of anything?
Nope.
Okay, so?
Other than the weed that I'm smoking is boring, I need to get something that can make me funny, you know?
Something that can make you funny?
Yeah, like put me where I need to be. This is just like a...
So
chill, mellow.
You think the weed makes you funny?
There's certain weeds that, like,
give you a pep?
They lift my inhibitions a little more.
Okay.
Or things come to me quickly. I operate different. Like, weed literally helps me not go insane. if I can like put it that way.
Well, yeah, it's your way of self-medicating.
Especially when I'm in a situation where there's a lot of like tension or like funerals or there's a whole lot of emotions all over the place. I need something to keep my mind off of it because I don't know how to shut it off. You know?
Yeah. So you're saying that some weeds, I'm genuinely intrigued. That's why I'm asking. Yeah. So you're saying that some weeds, it will give you like different reactions?
Yeah, I get different kinds give me different moods, different reactions.
So like you can smoke a certain strand of weed and it helps your brain like kind of decompress, like slow down.
Yeah, it like slows it down, but like it also like it allows my artistic ability, which is the jokes that just pop in my head. It allows me to like see them and catch them, and like my head's not like being clouded with other crap, you know what I mean? But I can't go to a funeral without smoking weed. I can't, like, a lot of times I don't like going to grocery stores or Walmart or anywhere like that either, because especially Walmart, when they used to be open late at night, and I'd go to the one in Aberdeen, there were some weird motherfuckers that came in there, you know? And there was one time this guy passed me, and everything about him was so dark, I felt like the devil was walking near me. It was cold, and when I walked away, it was just sad and depressed. Like, I walked through a cloud of misery. It was disgusting, you know?
So weed helps you stay less anxious.
Yeah, like, it helps me block that stuff out.
See, it's really interesting, though, that you say that, because some people will say that weed will make them less anxious, where weed makes other people more anxious. You know what I mean by that? Like, or some people get less paranoid with weed and other people get more paranoid with weed. I know that you had said one time back in the day, I just made it sound really old, that there was a strand that you smoked and it helped you with energy. Like, is that what you mean by it gives you like a little bit more pep? Like,
yeah, sativas don't put you to sleep. Like, indicas will put you down in dirt. Like, if you're going on a long road trip, it seems like you're going to take forever to get there. You're tired. You're just wanting to relax. You're not wanting to do something.
Agreed.
But a sativa, you're actually into the driving mode and you're just chilling and just like, it's more like a head high. So like, if you've got like issues with driving where you've got like, I don't know, just issues with driving, like fear of whatever.
Yeah.
A sativa will get you into that in a different way. You know, it could help.
Okay.
It could really help while you're driving. So anytime I'm driving, I always look for a sativa. But
I don't partake in the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
But I do know a lot of people who do, and I feel like it helps them in different ways, like with different things, which is very interesting because, like, people use it for pain, like certain strands will use for pain. I find the world of marijuana to be very interesting. It's not a fix-all for everything, but it helps certain people with certain things, and it's very interesting.
About a month or two before I left Jason, I got mushrooms because I've been reading on shrooms and how they're using shrooms for people with ADHD and different other, you know,
yeah,
like learning caps or whatever you call that, like learning tools to help them, you know, function or whatever. And they use mushrooms in microdosing. And it's not even enough because you have to eat like a whole mushroom to even start feeling anything, you know, or a whole mushroom cap at least, you know. But microdoses, you're taking like a mushroom cap and you take a quarter of that mushroom cap and that's all you take. So you honestly don't trip. What it does is it gets you to that first level of what the drug is used for. Because used in the right amount, it's just like any drug, like aspirin or Tylenol. You could take one aspirin or Tylenol and get rid of a headache, or you can take the whole bottle and get rid of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as long as you microdose on stuff like that, the effects are different. Now, with shrooms, if you want to go into a spiritual state and where you need to figure something out, pop six of those babies in your mouth and stay home. Have somebody guard the door. You will have the time of your life in there in your bedroom. You know what I mean? It's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you in any way.
Yeah.
You know, you can't overdose on them. The body just goes through whatever it goes through and then gets rid of them, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, microdosing was little bits, and Jason got pissed. He said, I was changing, and I was a different person, and he's going around talking all this shit to different people about it, and he was mad about it. But what it started doing is all this stuff that I was, like, denying or not wanting to pay attention to, it was bringing it to the forefront and showing me that that's the issue in your life right now. You're not happy. You're not where you want to be. You're living a lie, you know?
Yeah.
And it brought me around to deal with things. And Jason didn't like that. And then I left him. And he blames it on me doing mushrooms. And it has nothing to do with it. It's fucking mushrooms, man. It's not like I was taking, like, fucking, what's something really, really serious, you know?
Like doing lines of coke?
Yeah, it's not like I was doing 8 balls of coke all day long, you know, or
slamming tea.
Yeah, like emptying my bank account, doing anything else, you know, whatever it is that people do for to do. Like, I wasn't doing that at all. I literally had an eighth of mushrooms that I broke down and made it last over 2 weeks. Something that I would normally eat in a night to have fun. 2 weeks ago. And you know what? The happiest. I was so happy and so content because I knew where things were heading. And I had made peace with it. If I'd have let it get there naturally, I would have exploded. And who knows what I would have done. Because my anger was off the charts. And you've seen me when I let it build up.
Yeah.
You know, Susie today was talking. She's like.
So did you your know, shirt.
Yeah. Like, Susie was talking about that today. She's like, I would like to be there next time you blow up with somebody. She's like, I could use a good laugh. And I'm like, bitch, don't be talking that shit. Because I've ended up in prison before because I didn't give a shit. You know?
It's not funny.
I just lose it, you know, and I don't care. But it is funny in a way because, like, I don't know. But, like, I don't want to be getting angry and pissed off.
I
and
see.
I don't need to let it get there. But
this is why I say it's not funny. I say it's not funny because I know you as a person. And I know that you don't want to react in that way. And when you do react in that way, like, it's because of the fact is that you couldn't be open about things. Like, when you and I had our disagreement, it wasn't about us having the disagreement. It was about, okay, what can I help do to change this so Doug feels more comfortable talking to me about things and not blowing up about things? Which we do have a better line of communication after that. Like, you'll text me your feelings and be like, or be like, hey, we need to, like, discuss this situation. And, or you'll blow up about something. And, like, one time I did come back at you, but that was just because, like, I was just having a rough day myself. And it wasn't fair to you for me to blow up on you and take it out on you.
Well, that podcast was playing earlier, too. We talked about all that. But I had an idea, and looking at the Hawk reminded me of it because I was thinking about it today. A funny-ass TikTok idea. In these TikToks, like, I'm trying to make everybody aware of what's making me mad, and people are just making fun of me and, like, poking the bear. And I, like, get pissed off. And in a TikTok, I could turn green and have on ripped clothes and start smashing stuff. And we can call it Hawk Smash. And I could just start smashing all kinds of shit, like, flipping out. And then everybody in my life is just forcing me to do it on purpose, just as a joke.
You smash my shot glasses. And that will be the end of our friendship.
You gotta tell about that text. I thought that was funny this morning.
He sent me this text. If you don't answer me, I'm gonna paint myself green and start smashing your shit. And he's like, and I'm thinking about doing your shot glasses first.
No, you texted back and said, what are you gonna smash first? And I said, I go put your shot glasses in a pillowcase and like beat stuff with them.
No.
I
collect that.
No, that's why I picked that. I was like, this is the funniest thing I can say.
I thought about saying
I was gonna fart in your mini fridge.
Ew.
But I didn't put that when I went to shot glass one.
Yeah, I was like, this bitch is gonna really.
I'm like, Terry's at work. I honestly thought you were working out. I thought you were at the gym this morning when I texted you. And that's why I said that, because I thought I was fucking with you while you were working out.
No. I was at work. But yeah. So, next week, hopefully, you will get to hear.
Hopefully.
The episode from Christine. And it's going to be a riot. Such a fun time. And
I think Christine was so magnanimous. I don't know that word.
Magnificent?
So magnanimous, I think, is bigger than that. Anyway, I think she's the reason why the computer went up. It couldn't handle her greatness.
That's probably you it. Know?
So I hope this can handle Queenie.
Yeah.
I think we got it. I think he's got him in him.
Queen Anne. Yeah. So until next time, you can check us out on Facebook by following our Facebook page, facebook.com/KOABDpod. You can follow us on our socials. I'll put them in the description. We say them every single episode. And you can also check out our new stuff coming very soon. We're excited to be bringing more content and more fun ideas. So until next time, stay true.
Stay nice and kind.
And always be a big deal.
Deal.
And here I go. I don't have my shit together again.
Just push any button. See what it does. Push that purple button.
How about I push this button?
Yeah, push that one.
To officially end the show.
Bye-bye now.
We love you all.
Hey, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm here and I'm gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud, see the people living in peace, no war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.
I'm not suicidal.